all right, let's go. Children's story, children's story. All right, there we go. All right, Brother Rick, we're going to have to extend the pulpit. All right, happy Sabbath. All right, can we have a word of prayer? All right, let's bow our heads. Dear precious and loving Father God, we thank you for another wonderful Sabbath day. You are so good to us. We ask that you would please be glorified in the children's story and that we would please learn the lesson that you have for us to learn. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. All right, does anybody in here have a garden? Who in here, their parents have a garden, you have a garden? I know my kids, they raise their hand. Who in here has ever seen a garden in a book or something? Because I know many live in the city. All right, so you know what a garden is, you know what a garden looks like. You got a garden, Brother Micah? Amen, amen. All right, how many out there have a garden? We got to get some more gardens out there. Well, me and my family, we started planting again, and so we had to till some soil that was on the backside of our house, and it was, let me see. It was kind of like this. What is this? All right, so it was kind of like this. And so, can I plant a seed in this? Are you sure? Can I plant a seed in this? So if I had a seed and I went to put it in here and I placed it on top and I water it, would it grow? Why not? All right, they said, if you didn't hear them, they said, because it's a rock. It's a rock. All right, is this a nice looking rock? Not really. All right, what about, see what I got in my pocket here. Now, is that a nice looking rock? Yeah, you see that rock? You do not know what I had to go through to get this rock. This is a nice looking rock, isn't it? Surely a seed will grow in this rock because it's night looking, right? I can plant a seed in this rock, can I? Can I? How come? I need what? Because it's a rock and I need soil, I need dirt, right? Did you know that Jesus said that some people's hearts are like this? They're like rocks. And he says that his word is the seed. Now, if I make my heart like this, can Jesus' word get in? Huh? No. So what do I have to do to this rock in order to make the seed get in? Huh? It has to be what? Broken. Let me tell you a quick story. So we were out and we were preparing our soil. And Dad picked a part of ground that hadn't been worked yet. And it was like this. It was like that rock. And so I went down and praise the Lord, he let clouds be over that day. It was Sunday. And Brother Joseph went in with his shovel and pa-kink! I think I saw a spark, but I kept at it, and I kept hitting it, and I kept hitting it until I broke through. And my wife, she said again, babe, you sure you want to keep digging in this soil? And I said, yeah, let's keep going. And so I broke, and we were sweating and stinky, but we broke up the ground. And my wife said, sweetheart, in order to finish, we need to do something else to this ground. And so what she suggested is that we wet it all up real good for a few days because it took us 2 hours to do one little section. And I was happy for that one little section. I said, see, it could be done. And I had sweat coming all down my face. And so what we did was we wet the soil up for 3 days. And after 3 days, we went back out. And that soil that was hard as a rock, guess what happened to it? It became soft. And so we began to dig, and we began to turn over the soil. And after a while, we were able to plant our seeds in that soil. Sometimes people's hearts are like rocks, you guys. And what they really need is love. And what happens is the Holy Spirit is like water on that heart, that soil, that rock. And it begins to pour down on it, and guess what it does? It softens it up. And so never give up on a hard heart. Always pray. And guess what? God will get a seed in. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our story. Lord, we pray that if anyone out in the audience, the congregation, is hardening their heart, that Father, you would open it up, please, so that your word can get put in. And I pray, Lord, that that seed, whether it be in someone here, whether it be in someone's child who has hardened their heart to God, that, Lord, your Holy Spirit would begin to rain on that soil and that your word would be placed in. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. You can go back to your seat.